This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. While the Dallas School Board decided to keep Superintendent Mike Miles in a late-night vote Friday, his days in the district may be numbered. They sent him a letter of concern. Several trustees who once backed Miles now want a succession plan so he's replaced with as little disruption as possible. The letter of concern, approved in a 7-2 vote, offered no specifics. The losing 3-6 vote seeking the superintendent's resignation by December left trustee Elizabeth Jones frustrated. Hers was one of those 3 votes. She attacked Miles in areas he usually claims as strengths, like hiring top people to help kids learn.
We have more than 5 chief positions that remain unfilled. It strictly is not enough to get the job done. The excessive turnover based on this superintendent's choice has been nothing less than problematic.
Jones also criticized data Miles typically uses to defend his plans.
The data, when you get to the scores, you get to the campus level, we have not made much progress.
Trustee Eric Cowan rejected the motion to fire Miles, calling it irresponsible.
Doesn't mean I'm satisfied with his management style. I think he is not a good communicator. And quite frankly, I'm not satisfied with the results either.
Cowan wants to keep proven reforms and discard failed ones. Determining those will take time. He needs more test results not yet released. He's also ready for a new superintendent. But after the meeting, he said he wants to change the way Dallas has picked them in the past.
We're mad at this superintendent. We're going to fire him. Oh, but what's our plan? Oh, we don't have one, but we're going to fire him now. We have an opportunity to do the responsible thing and conduct a thorough search while not interrupting key aspects and key projects that we're working on.
Cowan likes Miles' school choice plan, the push to place more kids in improved early childhood education, and he wants to pass a bond package. He's not sure Miles' so-called disruptive change has been good for the district. He wants talks about a succession plan to start this June.
Right now, I think we need to look for a leader that can unite this city. And we've got a divided city right now.
Cowan's joined by Trustee Dan Michke in coming up with a succession plan, a proposal still very young. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.